أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is truly guided, and anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah with correct awareness and awe-inspired awareness, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhanubakum wa may yu'tillaha wa rasula faqad faza fawzan azima. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from the two of them scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and show reverence towards the wombs that bore you. Show reverence towards the wombs that bore you, for surely Allah ever watches over you. My respected brothers and sisters, as Ramadan approaches, we all have to take stock of ourselves. It's a good time to make sure that our body, our mind, our heart, and our soul are all in good health. Ramadan is a much needed time for training our body, mind, heart, and soul. Please allow me to remind myself first, and then to remind all of you, that we have to be aware, beware of your inward state. Beware of your inward state. Beware of what goes on inside. And I'm going to just quote something I found this morning. I was reading this book this morning, and it sort of tied up with the khutbah that I prepared last night. This is just a paragraph from a book by on Adhkar and Salawat, written by Professor Hussein Muhammad. And he says here in one of his introduction, he says, every deed that we do, listen carefully please, every deed that we do to others is energy set in motion, which starts an unending vibration through time and all eternity. We may not be overtly aware of it, neither may we ever hear a word of gratitude or recognition of it in our earthly life. But it will inevitably revisit us in some form, just as an echo responds to sound. It may not come back to us in the way that we expect, but sometime, somehow, somewhere, it will reverberate, just as the dove that Nabi Noah alayhi salam sent forth from the ark. And that dove returned with a green leaf of revelation. Now that's a beautiful little paragraph I found this morning. And that sort of sums up what I want to say in the khutbah. Everything that we do, my dear brothers and sisters, a word of good advice, a good charitable deed, or on the other hand, a word of anger, a word of a hurtful word, that it will always come back to revisit us in one way. We are setting energy in motion, energy that is going through time and space, and if not in this life, in the next life, our actions and our words are going to revisit us. So let us make sure that we take great care about what we think, about what we think, what we do, what we say, because everything has consequences. Be aware of your inward state. What we do here and now has consequences elsewhere and perhaps forever. And this was writing last night, and here, alhamdulillah, this morning, I found this little paragraph which really sums it up beautifully. We perceive the world around us through our five senses. We touch, we feel, we hear, we see, and so forth. And all that information is very, very quickly processed through our brains, and it filters through our heart, our emotions, before it comes back as an action, right? And this happens in milliseconds. I don't think any computer chip has really figured out how quickly all this happens, how quickly we react to things that happen around us, stimuli, any kind of stimulus, a good or a bad reaction. Now, we are just talking about the physical world, the outer world, the world of the senses. But you know, beyond this threshold of our senses, there is another world, the world of the ghaib and the unseen. And this realm is far more complex than we can possibly imagine. For example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when people are studying, when anyone is studying and seeking knowledge from Allah and trying to understand his deen, like we are doing here now, then there are angels out there surrounding them with their wings and protecting them with their wings. We can't see those angels, but the angels are right here now. They are surrounding us and protecting us. And they're reporting to Allah of the good deeds that we are doing here. And what we don't understand, and sometimes we forget, is that the world of the ghaib is much more complex and much more extensive than we understand. In the same way, the shaitan, the devils are out there, you waswi sufi, whispering in our ears, prompting us to do all kinds of shameful behavior. And sometimes we don't even realize it. Sometimes we just react. And that way, as Muslims and as believers, we have to be very careful. We have to filter out our reactions and our behavior before we actually acquire those actions. We have to think carefully before we speak or before we do something. And there's a beautiful dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made very often. It's a very short one. You can memorize it. Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Very simple. Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of the hearts. The qalb is the heart, you know. The spiritual heart. I'm not talking about the pump that's just pumping the blood through our veins. The spiritual heart. O turner of the hearts, turn my heart towards your remembrance, towards your deen, towards your religion. And as I said, we sometimes act under the influence of the other dark forces instead of acting under the influence of our ruh. Because the ruh is ever constant. The ruh, the soul, is the innermost core, the kernel of your personality. And the ruh is ever constant, but the heart flip-flops. That's why the heart is called a qalb, something that turns. And we ask Allah to let our hearts turn towards goodness and towards his obedience. That is why every time, my dear brothers and sisters, before we always say, well, do everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, we don't do that. Even before we say Bismillah, what do we say? We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Even before you invoke Allah's holy names of mercy and compassion, the first thing we do is we reject. We turn away from, because we know the satanic forces are out there. We can't see them, but they are right inside our hearts as well. Right inside every human being, there is a shaitan who's trying to distract us and turn us towards unseemly behavior. So we first say, I turn away from shaitan, the cursed one. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. And then we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the All Compassionate and the All Merciful. Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne, reminds us that no human being will gain any knowledge except what Allah has allowed. Allah has gifted some of His knowledge, some of His beloved servants, with the knowledge of the unseen. Now every Friday, we, you know, from Maghrib already, yesterday on Thursday, we start reading Surah Al-Kahf. And so in Surah Al-Kahf, there's this beautiful story of Al-Khidr, Nabi Musa and Al-Khidr. And Sayyidina Khidr was someone with deep insight. And Prophet Moses had to take advice from him and follow him. And he did several things. Well, we don't have time to go through the details here. He did several things that confused Prophet Moses. He didn't understand the meaning of it. But Khidr was given divine knowledge. And Allah has given such knowledge to certain people, people with deep inner sight. And that special knowledge of the unseen, the realm of the ghaib, is something which not ordinary people do not have. Now, how can we protect ourselves from all these hidden dangers and the dark forces that lay in wait for the unwary? How can we ensure a safe journey through this life so that we reach the goal of Allah's ridwan, Allah's good pleasure in the next life? And the answer, my dear sisters and brothers, is a very simple one. You and I have to constantly do our regular good housekeeping. Just like you vacuum your home and you dust off the furniture and you pack things in their right places, we must do the internal housekeeping as well. We must vacuum, scrub, and polish our spiritual heart, the qalb. As I said, this is the receptacle. The physical heart has all these valves and arteries and so forth and pumping blood through our veins. The spiritual heart is the receptacle of our emotions, our desires. And inside the spiritual heart, there is the fu'ad. The fu'ad is the inner kernel, the inner core. As I said earlier on, the scholars tell us the inner core of every human being never changes. You and I already know that justice, generosity, mercy, compassion, all those beautiful Asma'ul Husna, those 99 beautiful names of Allah, already are imprinted in our hearts, in our ruh. That never changes. Our love for these things, we love generosity, we love mercy, we love compassion. And sometimes when we do the opposite, when we are angry or when we oppress somebody or we take advantage of somebody or we do something wrong, we feel a sense of shame and guilt and remorse, because the heart also has the good. The good in us also has its shadow. Everything comes in positives and negatives, in complementary opposites that Allah Ta'ala has created within us. So we turn away from shaitan. We turn away from the lower nafs, and we learn in the Quran about al nafs al ammara bisu, which is the nafs lower self that's inclined towards evil. And we always try to purify and cleanse ourselves with al-nafs al-lawama. That is the self-blaming nafs. And the higher nafs, which is the purified soul, which we all want to perfect before Allah takes us away from this earth, is al-nafs al-mutama'inna. And that heart, that is the filter for all our behavior. Before the behavior, the action becomes a real action, needs to purify these, remove all these impurities from our heart. And it's a very important exercise, my dear brothers and sisters. None of us actually completes the journey. It is a way of living all the time. And it is a lifelong jihad. It's a lifelong jihad of the lower, against the lower self, against the lower inclinations. Because at the end of it all, Allah Ta'ala says to us, إِنْ إِلَّا مَنْ atallaha biqalbin salim. None shall enter the garden except those with a sound heart. Now, that is what we are striving for, to have a sound heart with no blemishes, no hate, no anger, no remorse, no guilt, because you've done your best, and Ramadan is there to give us that opportunity, inshallah, to purify ourselves, to purify our hearts, to improve our behavior. And I pray that Allah will help you and me, my dear brothers and sisters, and all our loved ones, to reach the end of our lives with a pure, sound heart. Amen. I pray that we will constantly be ready to leave this world and to enter the next world with full confidence and trust in Allah. Amen. And only when we are ready for our departure do we qualify for our arrival. Very nice term that Brother Salim and I read in a book recently. To qualify for our arrival in Allah's garden, we have to be ready for our departure, and that is our this life is a preparation for that departure. No matter how stressful life might be, no matter how messy or confusing the world out there might be, we know that everything is in Allah's good hands. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ, says the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran. In Allah's hand is all good. We know that Allah allows people to think that they are in control, but that's a delusion. Allah allows us just a little bit of control over our lives and over the affairs of other people that Allah has entrusted to our care. But ultimately, Allah alone is always in full control of every part of His creation, from the tiniest subatomic particle to the greatest cluster of galaxies and supernova. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, says the Holy Quran in many places, and Allah has power over all things. Sometimes we forget that. But true believers never forget the one who has ultimate power and control. And we can take real comfort from that faith, that reassurance that all the ups and downs of life are only tests of patience and gratitude from our generous life giver. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala khayri mursaleen. Muhammadan Nabi al-Ummi wal-Ali wa sahbi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. May the greetings and the peace be upon the best messenger Muhammad, the unlettered prophet, and upon his family and upon all of his companions. Amma ba'd, and after this, behold, Allah and his angels shower blessings on Prophet Muhammad. O you who believe, ask for blessings on him and salute him with a worthy greeting. O Allah, send your greetings upon Muhammad and his family, just as you sent greetings on Ibrahim and his family. O Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and his family, just as you blessed Ibrahim and his family. In both worlds, you are praiseworthy and exalted. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidu majid. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi aliyyil azim. Finally, my dear sisters and brothers, I want to say a word about our khutbahs here at Royal Holloway. It's not Royal Holloway, but it's Jurgen Center. Sometimes I copy bits and pieces from old khutbahs and I forget to remove the to update it. All our khatibs here are volunteers, as you know, and we are trying to do a public service. None of us are trained professional scholars, and I consider myself the least qualified of the whole team. You know, it was never my intention to be leading the Friday prayers, but, you know, Allah is the best of planners. And 20 years ago, I was thrown in at the deep end when the Imam didn't turn up in time for Jumu'ah. And Brother Majid here pushed some notes in my hands and said, please, brother, go and do the khutbah. No, I was absolutely terrified. But here I am today, 20 years later, and alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to have Brother Sami, Brother Salim, Brother Nuruddin, and others who have come forward. I'm sure there are many people amongst us here who know and who are perfectly well qualified to do a khutbah. And I'd really love you to come forward, because this is something. And if you're shy, maybe you know somebody and recommend them, because this is also a little nursery school, shall I say, for khatibs, where we're all learning, and I'm still learning. Through circumstances beyond our control, Allah sometimes puts us in a situation, and it was usually me with my big mouth criticizing other people's khutbahs and saying the khutbah was boring and so forth, and that's how Allah puts you sometimes on the spot and say, well, see how you can do it. So I'd like you to recommend somebody if you know anyone, or come forward yourself if you've done khutbahs before and you know how to deliver a khutbah. That will be very helpful for our community. Sometimes we are traveling and then we need someone to lead the prayers. Jazakallah khair. To conclude our khutbah, my dear brothers and sisters, Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanha 'anil fakhsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuru li wa la takfurun. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds and generosity to others and to relatives. He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. And He instructs you so that you may be reminded. And Allah says, remember me and I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah, dhikrullah, is the greatest thing in life. And Allah knows the deeds that you do. Ameen. Aqimus Salat.